Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad and we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him yesterday. It's amazing how much influence you have over your kids. My brother and I, like, we have the same vernacular. We speak, we say the same things when we're irritated and things like that. And my nephews, I was showing them how to golf yesterday. We were hitting golf balls, and my one nephew got really upset. He's like, "Are you serious? Are you serious right now?" And I just think it's so funny to watch those kids do exactly what my brother and I do. It was really, really cute. But anyways, I hope you have nephews or daughters or sons and daughters, because it's just really a treat. But I wanted to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 6 this morning. And if you go through this, you know, life is, it's better the sight of the eyes. And it goes through all this, how that life is just but for a moment, and you got to enjoy the moments therein. But if you go to chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches and wealth and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not the power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. It is a vanity, and it is an evil disease." If your life is consumed with work and you don't enjoy the moments that you have, the fruits of your labor that God's given you under the sun, it's not good for you. You got to enjoy what God's given you. Verse 3, "If a man beget 100 children," and when this was written, children were a big deal. How many kids you had was honorable. "If a man beget or have 100 children, and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not satisfied with good, and also he have no burial, I say that an untimely or premature birth is better than he." Even if God dumps all this honor on you, gives you the things that people desire, and yet your days aren't satisfied with good, it's better to not even be born. And this is why. Verse 4, "For he cometh in with vanity, and he departeth in destruction, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything." This is this premature child that passes away. "This hath more rest than the other." It's incredible the way God frames things. All your days are filled with labor. You work and you work and you work and you work. Yet if you don't believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, if you aren't a son of God, what is the purpose? You can create an enormous business and have all the wealth in the world, but that's going away. That's but for a moment, and your life is empty and it's over. And everybody knows how fast this life is. It's incredible how fast it really is. Yet our life is eternal, and that's what matters. Your life means something because you're a son of God. Verse 5 or verse 6, "Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice, yet he hath seen no good. Do not all go to one place." Do not all go to the grave. Even if you live 2,000 years and die, it's over that minute. Even if you live 5,000, it doesn't matter. Although that is a long time. It doesn't matter because our life is eternal. God gives it to you for eternity, which is, it's really unfathomable. Verse 7, "All the labor of a man is for his mouth, yet the appetite is not filled." And isn't this true? You get hungry, you work, you feed yourself. As soon as you eat, your body processes it. 2 hours later, 3 hours later, you're hungry again. What do? You work to eat. It's just the cycle. It doesn't change. Your life, it just is. There's nothing profound in your life. There's nothing your life's worth. If it's not about God, in your relationship with God and becoming a son of God, what is the point? I want to finish up with this. Verse 9, this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. "Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire for what's pursued thereby. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit." This is a principle in the word that you know, if you hear things that you recognize in your life that you do and you need to change it, these are the kind of things you got to put in your mind. Better is the sight of the eyes. If you're one of those people who's constantly wandering in your mind for the next best thing, you got to change yourself. You got to put this verse in. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire for what's pursued thereby. Stay in the now. Don't let your mind wander. It's easy to do. You got to fill your life up with God. You got to fill your life up with the word. And it'll cause effect, and you'll get into that place of peace. And there's no better place to be. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It's not biblical. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't have to fear. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I pray for a safe drive, and you just protect the trailer and everything, that the tires stay solid. I thank you for the moments of my life. I always am constantly praying for my golf game that gets better, and I pray for each and every one of your believers. I pray for our country that we can just increase and that everybody can do well, Father. I thank you again for just what you do for us each and every day, for your son and what he did, and that we can just live this life, and it's not about acts, Father. I'm very, very grateful for that. And again, I just thank you for the moments and for everything that you do. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.